Praise God and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice in Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. It is a beautiful passage of scripture about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he very specifically writes there, Apostle John, he says, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, said, "It is finished." Hallelujah. I like that. Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, right? Said, "It is finished." And that's amazing. My dear brothers and sisters, what makes great intellectuals to commit their lives to Christ? Great people like C.S. Lewis and so many others who were great intellectuals, but they gave and committed their lives to Christ was because of Jesus's credibility. If you observe some of the Old Testament prophecies Jesus fulfilled during his lifetime, you'll be amazed to know that how accurate was Jesus in fulfilling all of them. Number one, he would enter into Jerusalem on a donkey. And the Bible records in Zechariah 9:9, "Behold your king, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey." Number two, he would be betrayed by a friend. Psalm 41 verse 9 reiterates that and talks about that. It says, "My own familiar friend in whom I trusted has lifted up his heel against me." Thirdly, he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah 11:12 says, "So they weighed for my prize 30 pieces of silver." Fourthly, they would gamble for his garments. In Psalm 22:18 was prophesied, "They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Fifthly, not one of his bones would be broken. Psalm 34:20 prophesies, "He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken." Sixthly, he would be buried in a rich man's tomb. Isaiah 53:9 talks about that, and he says he was put in a rich man's grave. Seventhly, that he would be raised again from the dead. The Bible says in Psalm 16:10, "You will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption." My dear brothers and sisters, John records, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Hallelujah. In full possession of his mental faculties, with his mind unclouded, he checked off the prophecies he was supposed to fulfill right down to the last one and said, "It is finished." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is totally credible and you can trust him. Nothing should stop you in committing your life to Christ and trusting your life with him, because he will never fail you. He will never forsake you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. The Lord, you sent your son, and his credibility is amazing. Lord, I thank you because, Abba Father, you loved us so dearly that you never desired that anyone should perish without the knowledge of your Son, that everyone who believes in Jesus will be saved and have everlasting life, will never perish. Abba Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus, and we thank you for Jesus. O Lord God Almighty, that your words and your works are credible and we can fully trust you. and fully depend on you. Lord God Almighty, you are a dependable God. You are a faithful God, and you are faithful in taking us to a promised land, and we want to bless you for that. Today, Lord, I thank you for that. Give us that credibility in our hearts. Make us faithful men and women of God, and lead us and guide us by the power of your Spirit. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Keep them from the enemy. Lord, flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. I thank you, Lord. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing of Christ to flow upon their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I speak healing and wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the glory and the praise because your word says that by your stripes we were healed and made well. And we vow to give you the praise and all glory because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.